Let's talk movies with Ellie Ventura. Hi, Ellie.
Hi, Jesse.
Welcome to the show. We always look forward to your analysis, and you're beginning with a movie called Emily.
Yes, this is Emily, and it is named after Emily Bronte, the writer. And the movie is essentially about her life, but it's just kind of made up. which I think is actually quite fun. So it's almost like a biopic, but just, you know, just added. They've essentially taken the stuff that we know about her life, and then they've just made up the stuff in between, which
yeah.
I really love.
It's a well accepted genre, historical fiction. And you base it on the context of the time and what might have happened, right?
Yeah, exactly. And what I quite loved about it as well is that she's really well known for being just basically quite odd, and people don't know a lot about her. And they've actually often talked about how her sisters, who lived much longer than she did, I mean, she died when she was 30, which is a travesty, but her sisters maybe kind of embellished things about her as well, which means that everyone sort of got a murky idea. So this movie is sort of just picturing her life sort of in her 20s, when she was living at home, and it envisions that maybe she met a man and maybe that sort of inspired her later works, which of course famously Wuthering Heights, which also happens to be one of my favourite of books from sort of Victorian era, or, you know, pasto times, essentially. I loved Wuthering Heights. I thought it's my favourite, sort of unhinged and, you know, and I think at the time, Everly was known for, I think everyone thought a man must have written it because it was just so dark and off the rails.
I don't think I've heard this term before, pasto times. You talk about pasto movies.
Yeah, do you know, I actually borrowed it from a podcast that I listen to, and they always talk about being in pasto times, and I googled it, and I was like, oh, is that actually real? Because that's a great word for it. and who knows, I'm sure there'll be lots of people texting in saying that's not actually correct, but, you know, I'm going to use it anyway. So anyway, this movie is beautiful. I actually really loved every minute of it. It was, you know, you've got the, I usually, when I watch these movies, I think I've mentioned it to you before, I almost don't like it because it feels like it romanticizes quite a bleak time. And particularly in England, it was bleak. It's all grey. There's nothing going on, except for the fact that, you know, women can't really talk and there's lots of bad stuff happening. However, there was a lot of art made during this time, and actually it's not super romanticized, but there is a lot of, I guess, sort of like the moors in the book Wuthering Heights. They've made, you know, the wind plays a big part of this movie, and the landscape says a lot about how Emily is feeling, which is really tumultuous. She's in love for the first time. She's dealing with her sisters, who even they think she's strange. She's trying to impress her father, who's just not impressed because they can't figure out why she wants to be a writer and she wants to think for herself. Why can't she just be a good girl and be a teacher? And so all of that is in the background and kind of shown to us through this these beautiful shots. And so it's the Emily is played by a woman named Emmy Mackey, who I don't think a lot of people would know. I only know her from the TV show Sex Education, but she's fantastic in this. She's exactly what, if I were to imagine what Emily Bronte looked like, it would be her, it would be her. So
great.
I think it's fantastic, and I would really recommend, particularly if you're a fan of the Bronte sisters.
Thank you very much, Ellie. I know you have Christmas movies on the mind. What are you recommending this year?
Well, I mean, I know that maybe it's a bit early, but I just had to get it in because this is my last one for the year. So I think there are so many out there, so much more than usual. One of them, I feel like anyone who grew up with Lindsay Lohan as, you know, the big pop culture star has to go and watch Falling for Christmas on Netflix, because Lindsay Lohan is back, baby.
Whoa.
She looks fantastic.
Really?
Yes, she's so good. I mean, the movie Falling for Christmas is ridiculous. When it first started, I turned to my flatmate and I said, this is unwatchable. And then we continued to watch it, and I was like, this is the greatest Christmas movie ever. It is just every cliche you could ever see is completely predictable. But it's Lindsay Lohan back on the movies where she belongs, just looking a treat. And I just thought, I want everyone to watch it because it's fantastic. And I love to see Lindsay.
Yeah, and you kind of back her, right? You're like, come on, Lindsay, yeah, get it together this time.
Yeah, please.
Stay off the sauce. And because she was quite a talent initially, right? But then she just became more famous for sort of falling out of cars and so forth. And, yeah, I've read accounts of her on set during that time, and it's like, whoa, this is out of control.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I will say her drunkenly dancing in Greece is one of my favourite things I've ever watched, but I'm much more happy for her to be on the straight and narrow. It's like Britney Spears. You just want well for them. You know, they were child stars. Of course they're a bit messed up. So I'm really glad to see that she is sort of going back into movies. I'm hoping this means we might get some revivals. Maybe we get another Freaky Friday. I would love to see that. So, all the best. And actually, speaking of Christmas movies, similar kind of era, Freddie Prinze Jr., who was the heartthrob of the 90s, he is also back, and he's playing a dad in a Christmas movie that's on Netflix, and it's called Christmas With You. And I think, you know, if you love Freddie Prinze Jr., go and see that one as well, because it's just nice seeing these people that we used to know shine, I think.
Freddie Prinze Jr. as a dad, that will depress a few people listening. You would have been right in the slot for him as a bit of a teen idol, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. And also, he's married to Sarah Michelle Gellar, who was star of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, my favourite show. So I am all here for Freddie Prinze Jr. also making a comeback. I think it's fantastic.
Very good. Any others you wanted to mention?
Oh, I just wanted to mention The Noel Diary, which is just another one on Netflix, and it's just really lovely. It's more rom than com, and the ending's a little bit hit and miss, but it was actually a really refreshing Christmas holiday take. And if you like your Christmas movies, like leading up to this time, maybe a glass of wine, you have a little cry, I would recommend The Noel Diary. It's got one of the guys from This Is Us, which is a TV show that's known for making people ugly cry. So if you want that kind of vibe in your Christmas movies, go and watch that one because you won't be disappointed.
How much of This Is Us have you seen?
Honestly, not much. Okay. I've seen a couple of episodes, but and I don't cry at movies TV shows. Mm. And I was sitting there going, what is happening? My eyes are leaking.
Me too.
Emotionally damaging.
My wife and I have only just started it, but we're at different stages. We started it individually, and now we can't sync up. You know, it's a really big problem.
No.
So we're on pause with that one. But, looking forward to getting back into it. Ali Ventura, thank you so much for your movie reviews. I understand we might not have you next year because you're moving on to bigger and brighter things, but you've been a real gem. So thank you so much from me and from the audience.
It's been a pleasure. I have loved watching movies and talking and badly describing them to you over the radio. It's been great.
Thanks, Ellie. Nice to talk to you.
You too. Bye.
Ellie Ventura, who used to be our producer here. We used to have a really fun podcast together as well called After Afternoons. Those are the days, but she's a big TV star now and is going to be running things in her other job next year. So we'll find another movie critic to step in.